And now, My Little Margie, starring Gale Storm and Charles Farrell.
It's shortly after dinner in the Albright household, and Margie and her father are sitting in the living room discussing a very important question. What to do this evening in the way of entertainment?
How about a movie, Margie? There's a new picture at the Palace.
What is it?
Well, it's a blood-curdling horror movie. Frankenstein and Dracula meet the zombies who strangled by night.
No, I don't want to see a children's picture.
Yeah, that's strictly for kiddies. Say, there's a prize fight at Madison Square Garden. Slapsy Dugan versus Kid Klotz.
Kid Klotz? Isn't he the one they call the crossword puzzle boxer?
Yeah, he enters the ring vertically and comes out horizontally.
I saw him fight once before. It was over so fast, I got a refund on a hot dog.
Yeah, well, I guess the fights are out tonight.
Hey, Dad, that indoor ice skating rink is open. How does that sound?
Ice skating rink?
Uh-huh.
Well, what would I do there?
Oh, it'll be fun. Well, you could skate for hours on end.
No, thanks. My end can't take it.
Geez, it's tough trying to figure out a place to go.
Pardon me. I have a suggestion.
Mrs. Odette, it's quite obvious that you've been eavesdropping on us. Now, why must you always listen at our keyhole?
I can't help it. Every time I pass the keyhole, it seems to cry out, "Listen to me. Listen to
me." Oh, Mrs. Odette, it's so risky standing out there in the hall peeking through a keyhole. Suppose somebody came along. What would you say?
I'd tell them to wait their turn. I got to the keyhole first.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, hi, Freddy boy.
Hi, Freddy.
Say, would anybody like to go to a radio quiz show with me tonight? I've got a bunch of tickets.
A quiz show? Say, they're always a lot of fun. Which one is this, Freddy?
Dr. Quizzen. You know, that fresh guy that's always insulting the contestant?
I hope he picked me as a contestant. I'd make out very well in a quiz game. You know, I'm nobody's fool.
Maybe you can get someone to adopt you.
Freddy, how would you like to play a new game with me? The auto show game.
The auto show game? What's that?
I'll kick you where I auto, but it won't show.
Well, Dad, is it settled then? We'll spend the evening at the quiz show?
Yeah, it'll be a novelty.
I'd like to come, too. Maybe they'll pick me as a contestant.
Well, come on along, Mrs. Odette. I've got enough tickets.
Thank you. And if I'm picked, I hope Dr. Quizzen asks me questions about the people who live in this building. Oh, well, I give him an earful.
I'm looking forward to this. These radio programs are always so much fun. I'll never forget that masquerade program Freddie and I went to last month.
Masquerade program?
Mm-hmm. People from the audience dress up in different things. And you know what? They gave Freddie a prize for wearing the funniest mask. Oh, I laughed.
Why?
He wasn't wearing a mask. Dad, I can't believe it. They picked all four of us to be contestants.
Yeah, I wonder what the prizes are. Oh, be quiet. Here they go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Jitters Toothpaste and Jitters Tooth Powder present Dr. Quizzen and his 20th century quiz.
Good evening. In a moment, the quiz. But first, when your dentist looks into your mouth, does he say... Not if you use Jitters. You see, Jitters will eliminate pink toothbrush, handle, bristles, and all. So why foam at the mouth with just any dental cleaner when for just a few cents more you can get the Jitters? If you don't prefer our toothpaste, then take a powder. Or if you don't care for powder, perhaps you'd like a good paste in the mouth. And now for the quiz. Who's our first contestant?
I have a lady doctor.
A lady doctor? Well. Are you a general practitioner or a surgeon, miss?
No, you don't understand, Dr. Quizzen.
Yeah, I don't understand, Dr. Quizzen. Well, I'd like to see somebody that understands him any better. After all, we share the same body. And it's a pretty shoddy body. Hey, now then, what is your occupation?
Well, I once taught Sunday school.
No, that's your belief. I mean your profession. For example, I am a great radio personality.
That's your belief.
Yeah. We're going to have some trouble here. Hey, the card here says you're Margie Albright.
Uh-huh.
Well, Miss Albright, you're certainly looking lovely tonight.
Thanks, Dr. Quism. You're certainly looking.
Are you ready for your first question?
Yes.
All right. Now, what kind of a vegetable is used in making onion soup?
Homemade or canned?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know? Then how am I supposed to know? You'll get paid for doing this. I'll hazard a guess. Onions. But I was rushed into it.
Onions? Wonderful. You're that much closer to our jackpot. Hey, next question. What song is this? And everyone wants our food. Yeah, go ahead.
That is the prelude to Shostakovich's Seventh Symphony, in which the use of dominant seventh chord creates a fugue with minor fifths. It is distinguished by its use of harmonic thirds and subtonic eighths, all against a background of syncopated triplets and nine-eighths time.
Yeah, stop talking like a kid. Miss Albright, stand by while our judges tally the answers of the other contestants. Now, who's next?
This gentleman here, Dr. Quism.
And what is your name, please?
418 East 98th Street.
Oh, come now. Don't be nervous. I want your name, not your address.
I'm unemployed.
Please, sir, not what you do for a living. Your name.
Oh. 418 East 98th Street.
Never mind. Now, here's the first question. Complete this sentence. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was...
Freddie Wilson.
I didn't ask for your name.
Oh, 418 East 98th Street.
Here's the next contestant, Doctor.
Oh. How do you do? A name?
Vern Albright.
Well, here we go for the first question. Humpty Dumpty sat on a... Now, what did Humpty Dumpty sit on?
Oh, what do you think he sat on?
Hey, that's close enough. The next question. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas...
Eating his Christmas toys.
Oh, now that's just silly. What kid would chew up his Christmas toys?
Oh, I did. I was a brat.
Well, that's not the answer we're looking for. I'm sorry, Mr. Albright. You failed to answer the questions correctly. The next contestant. Well, Princess Laughing Water.
My name is Florence Odette.
Yeah, all right, Mrs. Odette, your first question. What are the products of the West Indies?
I don't know.
Oh, come. Where do you get your sugar from?
I borrow it from my next-door neighbor.
Neighbor! That's the secret word! You said the secret word for tonight! And for saying the secret word, you get a free taxi ride home! And never come back here again!
No.
And now the judges are handing me the name of tonight's winner in our surprise jackpot. And the winner is... Margie Albright!
Dr. Quism.
Miss Albright, these are the prizes you have won. A set of matched luggage, a complete wardrobe for daytime and evening wear, and a free vacation for two, all expenses paid to Hawaii.
Oh, to Hawaii?
Yes. What have you got to say on your good fortune?
Don't be half right. Use your sausage. For instance, what would 4-8-2 mean when a farmer's talking about dry fertilizer? 2% nitrogen element, 4% phosphoric acid, and 1% potash? No, that's only half right. Get up on your agriculture. Tell your I&E officer you want to study with the United States Armed Forces Institute, USAFI. It's easy, it's simple. If you don't want to be half right, use USAFI.
Well, Margie won a free trip to Hawaii, but Vern Albright, feeling sorry for Freddie and Mrs. Odette, took them along, too, at his own expense. So we now find the Albrights and their friends in their beautiful hotel on the beach at Waikiki, ready to begin a glorious Hawaiian vacation.
Dad, I'm overwhelmed. The climate, the scenery, the flowers.
Boy, the way things grow out here. Did you see those big potatoes with hair on them?
Those are coconuts, you knucklehead.
Oh.
I can hardly wait to do some sightseeing. I wonder where I can find the biggest peak.
I'm right here. I've never left your side. Little Odette's dad meant a mountain peak.
Oh, who wants the peak at a mountain?
Freddie, would you take those suitcases and... Come in.
Aloha. I'm Jimmy Mokakuli, the director of social activities at the hotel.
Oh, hi, Jimmy.
On behalf of the management and staff, I want to welcome you to the Hawaiian Islands. I know you will treasure every minute here, especially the luau tonight, to which you are all invited.
A luau? What's that?
Well, a luau is the traditional Hawaiian outdoor feast. Oh, and if there's anything you'd like to do while you're here, surfboarding, outrigger canoe riding, or a beach party, well, just call on me. I'll arrange everything.
Gee, he's nice, yeah. I hope he can arrange a date for me. I saw some very nice Navy men from Pearl Harbor in the lobby.
Margie, there'll be no dating of sailors while we're here. They're just wolves in ship's clothing.
Well, okay. There are plenty of good-looking fellas around.
Margie, there'll be no dating at all while we're here.
But, Dad, this is Hawaii. There's a big tropical moon shining above. The sweet fragrance of flowers, the gentle trade winds caressing your face, romance in the air, and nights that were made for love.
Oh, don't just stand there. Kiss me.
Margie, we're in a foreign place, far from home, and you never know what kind of people you run into. I will not let you go out with a strange man.
Oh, well, I'll try to have fun by going surfboarding.
No surfboarding, Margie. It's too dangerous.
Oh, well, I guess I can still go swimming.
Sure, provided you get another swimsuit. I don't like the one you've got on. It's too skimpy.
But, Dad, everybody's wearing this suit.
Maybe that's why there's no room left in it for you.
Going to do? I think you're being overly protective. And I don't think I'm going to have a very good time.
Oh, sure you will, Margie. Come on, let's get ready for the luau. That ought to be a winding of an affair.
Yeah, those things go on all night, I hear.
Margie, I expect you to be home and in bed at a reasonable hour.
But, Dad, this is a vacation.
It makes no difference.
Well, it does to me. I'm sorry I won that darn quiz contest. Hawaii. Boy.
Double coin. With a Spanish olive on top, sticking its tongue out at the both of us.
Boy, Mr. Albright, look at those hula dancers go. Wow, those girls are great, aren't they?
Yeah, but a hula dancer has such an uncertain future.
How come?
It's such a shaky business.
Yeah, but hula dancers have an easy time of it. All they have to do is stand around and twiddle their thumbs.
Very true, very true. Oh, this is a fine luau, Freddy. Now pass me some more fish and poi. And some coconut sticks.
Look at those two gluttons eating and laughing and joking without a care in the world.
Yes, while I sit here being miserable. My whole vacation spoiled. I wish I could give them a taste of their own medicine.
Well, there's no sense brooding about it.
Hello, girls. Oh, this is a great luau. Isn't it fun to sit on the floor and eat poi?
Next time I'll sit on the poi and eat the floor.
Well, don't worry about it. Not everybody likes it. Oh, but everybody likes hula dancers. You see that hula dancer there? She's the daughter of a tribal chief. So, you know, lots of tourists from the mainland come over expecting to find savage natives, like the old days. But there aren't any left.
Well, aren't there any of the old savage tribes on some of the outlying islands with their old pagan rites and customs?
I doubt it. Although some tourists like to believe there are.
Savage natives, huh? Oh, Margie, listen.
But oh, Mrs. Odette, that's a wonderful idea. Jimmy, would you like to do me a favor?
Well, of course, Miss Albright. What's the favor for?
For the purpose of teaching my father and Freddie Wilson a lesson. Now, here's what I want you to do.
Margie and Mrs. Odette are cooking up some kind of plot with Jimmy Mokakuli, the hotel social director. As we return to My Little Margie, it's the next morning, and we find Margie, her father, Freddie, and Mrs. Odette cruising around in a small motorboat.
Oh, Margie, this was a good idea of yours, renting this motorboat.
Yeah, it's fun cruising around the open sea like this.
Oh, it's such a beautiful day, and everything is so bright and stunning. Correction, it's getting gloomy fast.
What happened?
The motor conked out.
We're stuck out in the open sea.
Oh, don't worry. We're only 10 miles from land.
Now, which direction?
Straight down.
Look, there's a little island off to our left.
Well, we've got a couple of oars. Come on, Freddie, let's pull for shore.
Well, we made it, but that was tough going.
Pull the boat up and let's look around.
Look, that the island's deserted.
No, wait. Look, there's a crowd of natives coming toward us. Dad, I'm scared. They look very fierce.
They're carrying spears and knives and clubs, and they're all painted up. Well, now, keep calm, everybody.
Look, that tall native raised his hand and they got quiet.
You know, I heard somewhere that the natives of the Pacific are carnivorous.
I don't care about their politics. I just hope they're vegetarians.
Me, Chief Managula, you no belong here. My people angry. We torture.
Homaji, torture? Oh, no. I heard about these native tortures. They hang you by your nails.
Well, they won't be able to do that to me.
Why not?
I bite my nails.
Look, they're all bowing down. Margie, they're bowing to you.
Yeah. I wonder why.
You, queen.
Me, queen?
We bow down. We obey. We follow. We make you queen.
Margie, you're the queen.
Hey, that's great. Queen Margie. Oh, boy, what luck. We've got a chance now.
Come. We go now. Go to village.
We better humor him. Let's go. Dad, pick me up and carry me.
Carry you? Don't be silly. Walk like the rest of us.
Dad, better not argue with the queen. It'll anger the natives. See? They're beginning to mutter.
Okay, I'll carry you. Come on, queen. You can ride me piggyback.
Hey, it's working out pretty good, isn't it, Miss Albright?
I'll say. In that makeup, you scare even me.
The boys in the hotel band are doing great, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're getting a kick out of acting like savages for $5 apiece. What a bunch of crazy mixed-up musicians.
Hi, Margie. Oh, hello, Jimmy.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Odette.
Oh, Margie, those laws you passed are terrific. Your father and Freddie are really suffering. Here they come now.
Oh, Margie, I want my pants back. I will not walk around in a sarong.
Me neither.
I'm sorry, boys, but on this island, everybody must wear a sarong. Your old clothes are out of place.
Don't think about wearing a sarong, Mr. Albright. You're a pin-up boy.
Well, look at me in this darn thing. My legs are sticking out.
And what legs? You've got a calf that only a cow could love.
Margie, I look silly in this.
And another thing, Margie.
Now, just a minute. Why are you wearing boxing gloves?
They're not boxing gloves. My hands are swollen from cleaning fish.
And I'm getting mighty tired of shaving the hair off coconuts.
Margie, why do I have to clean fish? Aren't they clean enough? They've been bathing all their lives.
Now, listen, Freddie. I don't have to explain why I order you to do things. I am the supreme law on this island, and that should be enough for you.
Margie, look here. I absolutely refuse to do
it. Silence! No talk bad to Queen. She say you do.
Okay, Chief. Put that spear down. I'll be good.
Go. Work.
Oh, Margie, I don't want to climb any more coconut trees.
Oh, there's nothing to it. It's just a question of taking pain.
Yes, mostly in the small of the back.
Why are you doing this?
Well, it's just a an accident of fate that I'm queen. But now you can see that two can play at the game of making rules and regulations.
But your rules aren't fair.
Well, I didn't think yours were either. Back in the old days, before you became a commoner and I a queen.
Oh, nuts. I wonder when we'll be rescued.
Well, I hope we're never rescued. This is a life. Wonderful climate, free food, no worries, no taxes, and my word is law. What else can a woman ask for? A man.
Margie, how much longer are you going to keep this up?
Oh, just a little while more, till Dad really gets the point. What's that? Tom Tom. Well, that's strange. The boys haven't done that before.
No. Margie, there's a native uprising. They're dancing around a fire and waving their spears and shouting and yelling.
Oh, Margie, quick. Let's run and hide. Something's happened to the natives.
Oh, don't be silly. I'll send for Chief Monagula and find out what's wrong.
Don't bother. I came by myself. All right, men, grab her and tie her up.
Stop that. I'm the queen.
You're a false queen. An imposter. At sundown, you will be sacrificed to the sun god.
What? Jimmy, stop acting. You're not the chief. You're just Jimmy, and the natives are just the musicians.
I'm sorry, I've got no control over them. They've reverted to savagery.
Dad, help me. They're going to sacrifice me.
I can't, Margie. They're pointing spears at me. I warned you that playing around and being a queen was dangerous.
You did not.
Well, I wanted to, but I was too busy holding up my sarong.
Come along quietly. Don't struggle. The streets of the village are lined with natives.
That ought to make walking very soft underfoot.
I'm powerless to help you, Margie. In 2 hours, you die. All right, men, take her.
Ah, put me down. Help! Help! Dad! What are you laughing at?
At you. Okay, Jimmy, put her down. The gag's over.
Okay, Mr. Albright.
What do you mean?
Well, I found out that you played a trick on me by paying those musicians $5 apiece. So I decided to turn the tables on you by paying them $10 apiece.
Dad, that's a dirty, underhanded trick. And I'd get mad about it. Only it's not as bad as what I did to you.
Oh, well, I think it was well worth it all around. I know I learned my lesson. Not to be so stuffy and overbearing.
And I learned mine. Not to be so vengeful. But how did you ever find out?
Well, I went over to the motorboat to try to fix it, and I discovered how you ruined the engine. You shoved your checkbook stubs into the fuel line, and the last stub was made out to Jimmy and his boys.
Well, let's go back to the hotel, and this time let's really enjoy our Hawaiian vacation, okay?
Right. And as an old Hawaiian chief once said, Mana Kala Ani Kuli, Hini Puku Maji Uki.
English translation, that's my little Margie.